This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
More people than ever in this country are going to college. Full-time enrollment was up 45% over the past 10 years. That's according to the Department of Education. And that means a lot of kids showing up on campus are the first in their families to go to school. And a lot of them, it turns out, struggle to graduate. One idea that's catching on to help those students stick it out is separate dormitories. So from the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has this latest in her series, First in the Family.
In a basement lounge at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, a few dozen students line up for fried chicken with an array of international sauces, from Indian curry to British pineapple chutney.
Oh my God, this is so much chicken.
This is the Blanding 3 holiday party. About half the students in this dorm are the first in their families to go to college. They've chosen to live together, study together, and tonight make gingerbread houses together in a friendly competition.
Oh, why didn't we do that?
Oh my God, that would have been so much easier.
It really would have.
Cody Russell and Alejandra Sanchez attempt to hang tiny frosting icicles on their gingerbread roof.
I think you make a dot and then pull down.
Cody is from Taylor County, Kentucky, in the rural heart of the state. He was raised by a single mom. She worked at the Fruit of the Loom factory before it closed, then at an auto plant making side mirrors. He says watching her sometimes work two jobs and struggle to pay the bills, he was determined to go to college. But when he got here,
it was a complete culture shock. Went from a small town where everybody knew what you were doing and just the complete difference of high school work compared to college work and the workload.
With its vast campus and almost 30,000 students, most freshmen would find UK daunting. The whole point of this dorm is to help them adjust. Students got to move in a few days early, so they bonded before classes even started. Older students, who are also the first in their families to go to college, serve as mentors.
So it makes this big university for a lot of us that came from small towns a little bit smaller and a little bit more like home.
The so-called first-generation living learning community was created to address a crisis in Kentucky. The state has a smaller share of college graduates in the workforce than almost any other state. Here at UK, only about 22% of first-generation students finish in 4 years.
And only 46% are graduating in 6 years. So we're not serving our mission to educate the Commonwealth if we're sending half of those students home with a broken dream.
Matthew Deffendahl is director of First Generation Initiatives at the university. He helped launch the program 2 years ago to keep more of those students coming back.
As we know from student development theory, if they make a connection to campus, they'll want to stay. So we thought, why not create a community of other students who were going through the same thing?
Students don't just live together. They have events and workshops focused on life skills and special staff advisors. And they take classes together, like UK 101 on how to navigate college life and this communications class.
All right, so a couple of quick housekeeping things before we get started. First of all, don't...
The night after the holiday party, many of the students were in a classroom together presenting digital projects. Professor Jamie Warren says students in the program seem to catch on more quickly than her other students.
I think a great deal of that probably comes from the fact that they're not only taking this course together, but they're also living together. So they do homework together, they have study sessions together.
In the first 2 years of the program, 92% of students have come back for their second year, compared to just over 72% of all first-generation students on campus. Director Matthew Deffendahl says their grades are higher, too.
So they're performing stronger, they're being retained at a higher rate, and they're forming connections.
And they're not just changing their own futures, but their families. Josh Johnson came from Pikeville in eastern Kentucky, where college wasn't in the cards for most of his fellow students.
Most of them go straight in the workforce or go into coal because that's the main industry where I'm from. And I just want to have a better life for myself and my children.
His example has rubbed off on his younger brother. Josh is helping him apply for college now. But as programs like Kentucky's have cropped up on other campuses, some worry about isolating first-generation students. Richard Collenberg with the Century Foundation says one benefit of college is mixing with more advantaged students, and those connections pay off in career opportunities later in life.
And to the extent that colleges are encouraging low-income and first-generation students to socialize separately and apart from others, I think that's not doing those students any good.
Those in Kentucky's program say they meet lots of other students. And after the first year, most of them will live off campus or in other housing. Samantha Lamar from Erlanger, Kentucky, near Cincinnati, says having that home base has actually helped her branch out.
Since I got here and was able to kind of open up and meet new people and I started to feel comfortable, I was like, maybe I can say hi to the girl sitting next to me in my English class, or maybe I can join a group.
Or even lead one. She wants to be a resident advisor in the dorm next year to help other students make that transition. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.